Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. While a fix has been issued, internet users are still suffering from widespread connection issues Friday, with the effects rippling through airports and banking. AP correspondent Jennifer King has more.
Microsoft says users worldwide have been unable to access apps and services in a widespread outage reportedly connected to the U.S. cybersecurity company CrowdStrike. Widespread outages were being reported by airlines, media, and financial companies, including Visa, ADT Security, and American Airlines. News outlets in Australia are reporting that government and commercial platforms there have also been severely affected. Microsoft 365 posted on X that the company was working on rerouting the impacted traffic to alternate systems. I'm Jennifer King.
The United Nations' highest court, the International Court of Justice, said on Friday that Israel's occupation of Palestinian territories and settlements there are illegal and should be withdrawn as soon as possible. The advisory opinion was not binding, but carries weight under international law and may weaken support for Israel. Reacting to the ruling, Palestinian envoy Riyad al-Maliki said the states now have the obligation to no longer provide aid or money to Israel.
All states and the UN must immediately review their bilateral relations with Israel to ensure their policies do not aid in Israel's continued aggression against the Palestinian people, whether directly or indirectly.
In a swift reaction, Israel's foreign ministry rejected the opinion as, quote, fundamentally wrong and one-sided, and repeated its stance that a political settlement in the region can only be reached by negotiations. For pictures, video, stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. This is VOA News. A Russian court has convicted Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich on espionage charges. VOA Steve Miller has more as the reporter is sentenced to 16 years in prison.
The conclusion of Gershkovich's swift and secretive trial in a country's highly politicized legal system perhaps clears the way for a prisoner swap between Moscow and Washington. Gershkovich, his employer, and the U.S. government vehemently deny the charges. State Department deputy spokesperson Verdant Patel on Thursday declined to discuss negotiations about a possible exchange and said, quote, we have been clear from the get-go that Evan did nothing wrong and should not have been detained, end quote. Russian President Vladimir Putin hinted earlier this year that he would be open to swapping Gershkovich for Vadim Krasikov, a Russian serving a life sentence for the 2019 killing in Berlin of a Georgian citizen of Chechen descent. Steve Miller, VOA News.
United States Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke at the Aspen Security Forum and said the peace deal between Israel and Hamas was getting very close to being secured.
We have an agreement to the framework the president put out by both Israel and Hamas. The question now is finishing the negotiation of some critical details, but there remain some issues that need to be resolved, that need to be negotiated. We're in the midst of doing exactly that.
Blinken said while it is critical they get the peace deal sorted, the important part is making sure that there's a clear plan for what follows. Chicago is getting ready to host the Democratic National Convention. AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
Milwaukee, which hosted the Republican National Convention, has wrapped up its week in the national spotlight with lessons for Chicago, which hosts the Democratic National Convention next month. Like Milwaukee, Chicago has been preparing for months, including a controversial move to relocate a large camp for homeless people. The crowds in Chicago are expected to be much bigger. Activists predict tens of thousands of people will show up at demonstrations. Chicago police have been getting additional training. Milwaukee Police Chief Jeffrey Norman has some advice. Get lots of sleep, drink lots of water, make sure you understand your roles. The Democratic National Convention begins August 19th. I'm Rita Foley.
The keen of bagpipes, a three-volley gun salute, and a bugle-sounding taps pierce the air of a small Pennsylvania town as hundreds gather to honor an ex-fire chief who was shot and killed at a rally for former President Donald Trump. Corey Comprator's funeral was held in Cabot on Friday. Afterward, three firefighters stood sentry on the back of a fire truck bearing Comprator's casket, trailed by a parade of more than 100 other emergency vehicles. Officials have said that Comprator spent his final moments shielding his wife and daughter from gunfire at Trump's rally last Saturday in Butler, Pennsylvania. Trump didn't attend the funeral because of Secret Service concerns. I'm Alexis Strope.